Noah sent the dove out from the ark again. In the evening, the dove returned to him. There in its beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the water on the earth had gone down. Genesis chapter 8, verses 10 through 11.
A long time ago, people were very mean to each other. They forgot about God. They did not love God. This made God very sad. But Noah was a good man. Noah and his family loved God. God had a big plan. He told Noah,
"I am going to start over."
God told Noah to build a boat. The boat was called an ark. And Noah did what God said. God said,
"I will save you. I will save your family and two of each animal."
Noah built the boat. God sent the animals. "Hi, cats and dogs." "Hi, bears and birds." There was food. There was family. There were God's animals. One day, God closed the door. Then God sent a big storm. Rain began to fall.
God's people, the Israelites, had a strong army. They protected their families and friends. They made sure the land God gave them was safe, too. But there were people named the Philistines who did not like the Israelites. They had a big and strong army, too. The Philistine army wanted to fight against the Israelites. And they had a very big and strong soldier named Goliath. "Send your best soldier to fight me," Goliath said. "If he wins the fight, the Philistines will be your slaves. If I win, the Israelites will be slaves for the Philistines." King Saul heard what the giant had to say. His Israelite army was scared. "He is too big and strong. It is too dangerous to fight a man like Goliath." They ran and hid from the Philistine giant. Goliath stood in front of the army many times, trying to get someone to fight.
As it may, certainly one day, trusted by the king and knowing what to do. Save the land by God's mighty hand.
And now listen.
Thanks to godly Joseph, Egypt still had food. Guess who came to buy some from the neighbor? All the elder brothers taken by surprise by the younger Joseph, merciful and wise.
Joseph was faithful in every aspect, and he chose to do good even when he had to suffer because of it. Be strong and courageous and always choose the Lord's path. At the right time, He will make you prosper and thrive as well. Sing along with us.
Be that as it may, certainly one day, God will make me prosper and thrive. Be that as it may, certainly one day, God will make me prosper and thrive. God will make me prosper and thrive.
Once upon a time, a handsome king was choosing his bride, and of all the maids standing there, he chose me to be by his side.
Let courage be guiding your heart.
Moses led the crowd of Israel out of Egypt, saying no farewell. At the Red Sea, following their track, Pharaoh's army rushed to take them back. Lord God has cleared the waters, drying their ground, so his people cross them safe and sound. He will also help me every day, as he does for all who trust him and who will obey. Children, let's sing this together. Lord God has cleared the waters, drying their ground, so his people cross them safe and sound. He will also help me every day, as he does for all who trust him and who will obey. And when Daniel didn't cease to pray, in the lions then was thrown away, the sleepless king believed that he was dead, but he found a thankful man instead. Lord God has kept his deer away from any bite. Angels shot the lion's mouth all night. He will also guard me every day,
children as well sometimes, isn't it?
Sometimes life is difficult, you see, even for the kids like you and me. Let's remember that only we need a prayer. He keeps promise and is always there. Lord God is powerful, loving, and he understands, wants to help.
Heard about his name, let's sing together again.